Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face.
Welcome back, 17-2. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, uschamber.com. Giovanni, thanks again for hanging out with us. We were talking in the previous segment about the immense, almost irreplaceable loss of Antonin Scalia, Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, and we talked about some of the cases that would be heard in going forward without him and the impact of that. But there also, but the politics of replacing him is going to be a big deal, and it's going to be top of the fold news, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It already is. They didn't even wait till he was still under his sheet when they were picking over his bones.
I really didn't like to hear that.
On both sides, McConnell and Obama, both of them, as far as I'm concerned, should be ashamed of themselves.
Well, I tell you, it was not good to hear the bantering back and forth, but this is going to spur a political firefight. It's hard for the Joe public to understand what goes on, but what you're going to see is Obama is going to time a nominee, and it most likely will be somebody who is centrist but left of center, where it will actually spur some very
a Kennedy type, right?
Yeah,
probably
a
Kennedy type.
Yeah, but it's going to lean. All you need to do is lean the court left,
right?
But it's going to spur a lot of discussion during a time in which the primary is going to be important, and it's going to hopefully what he intends to do is make the Republicans look like they're unreasonable.
Right. So in a cynical, the Republicans will call him cynical. The
right.
Democrats will call it smart politics,
right?
And it'll be him using a sort of moderate person to wedge as a wedge issue with the Republicans.
Exactly the same thing he did with the immigration issue on the Homeland Security deal,
right,
when the Republicans took.
And let's be fair, Giovanni. If the roles were reversed, a Republican president would be doing the same thing.
Absolutely. So I mean, this is politics. This is the way it works, and unfortunately, there's so much at stake, especially with the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
This will not immediately, but it'll interlace into the primaries. It'll interlace into what gets done on Capitol Hill, and as we get closer to determining a nominee on both sides,
right,
you'll see this really become an issue.
I don't see this being troublesome for the Republicans, this particular issue. Do you? I don't see. I mean, so far, there's been a groundswell or there's been a big reaction. We won't know till we see who the nominee is. But at this point in time, I don't see a lot of danger for the Republicans holding out. Do you?
Well, there is, for instance, Sree Servison from the D.C. court was approved 97-0 just recently.
Right, right.
So, I mean, if that is the nominee, how do Republicans say, I don't even want to vote on him?
Mm-hmm.
How would he be?
They just don't. They just do it, and then they pull a Trump. They do it and let people get over it. That's what Trump does. He says things and tell people to get over it.
I know, and you see the politics now, and I'm going to tell you, in the primaries, if you go into that, and you see a very upset and angry public. I mean, if you look into what's driving the on both sides.
Well, see, the other reason why I don't think the Republicans are going to pay too much of a price for holding out is it's hard to imagine But I think that Obama may have a lower rating than the Senate Republicans do.
Yeah, you know, but when you get into the actual nominees, that's when they make these issues, these wedge issues.
Right.
And that's when it would really count. Because I'm going to tell you, for both sides, who is the Supreme Court nominee is a get-out-the-vote issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's one that's very...
And you're right about that. You're right about that. That would be... It won't hurt... It will get more Democrats to vote more than anything wanted. That'll be the biggest
on both sides. I mean, it's it's one of those things where people, because I can name you 100 issues that were decided by the Supreme Court that would engender you to get out the vote, and all I have to do is bring those issues up.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's abortion or other issues, these are not some of
both sides will use this to their advantage.
Absolutely.
And it'll be so. It might wind up being like the Daytona yesterday. It might be a photo finish on this particular issue, right?
Well, it's going to be a tough one, and large turnouts can really swing elections. Ask Bernie Sanders. I mean, he was looking for a large turnout in Nevada in order
and
to
get
bring.
It.
He didn't get it.
I could not believe how few votes there were out there.
Yeah, well, and that's
and there were less than 700 votes that separated them.
I know, and everybody's raising the flags of victory. And then even on the Republican side, I mean, you look at a primary that's there's few in numbers, yet it's something that's really determining who's going to be the next president.
Well, you know, Giovanni, something as a Chinese curse I learned a long time ago that we continue to live. May you live in interesting times. And boy, howdy, are we doing that. We come back. I want to talk a little bit about presidential politics and see what Giovanni thinks about what's going on these days. Quick break. Tintel, Giovanni Cortolo, and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.